USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Early results from Russia's presidential election show President Vladimir Putin winning with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed. At the same time, Putin is claiming that he had agreed to a prisoner swap involving imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny before he died. Former Vice President Mike Pence argues that it must be voters who make the final decision about Donald Trump in the U.S. While Pence has refused to endorse his former boss, and while he hopes all January 6th criminals are held accountable, Pence stops short of calling Trump criminally liable for what happened that day.
The people that ransacked the Capitol need to be held to the fullest account of the law. I believe that they are. But the judgment about the president's efforts that day, I think, can be left to the American people.
Pence spoke on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. He said he does not believe Trump should be calling January 6th rioters hostages. North Korea is firing more missiles over the sea. South Korea's military says a missile was fired early Monday local time. The Concorde is coming back to its home in the New York City Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum. This after a six-month restoration.
Well, it's a beautiful plane. It looks much bigger than I remember.
The plane was used to carry passengers from New York to London at supersonic speed. The trip would usually take about 3 hours as opposed to 8 on a regular transatlantic flight. Tickets to fly on the French-made aircraft cost about $10,000 back in the 1990s. The Concorde aircraft was retired in 2003. Current leaders at the West Point Military Academy believe duty, honor, country is more of a motto than a mission statement, so they are making a change. From now on, the West Point mission statement will read simply Army Values. It's a noted effort toward more inclusivity. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The death of Nex Benedict on February 8th in Oklahoma is triggering a wave of outrage and concern, particularly within the LGBTQ community. The Oklahoma teenager was involved in an altercation in their high school bathroom, and authorities have confirmed the teen passed away the following day due to an overdose, which was ruled a suicide by the medical examiner. The White House moving to eradicate junk fees for college students and borrowers of student loans. USA's John Schaefer.
As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks.
The Mega Millions jackpot getting close to $1 billion. Lottery officials said no tickets matched all six numbers drawn Friday night, so the grand prize jumps to an estimated $875 million for the Mega Millions Tuesday drawing this week. Meanwhile, the Powerball jackpot, set for a drawing Monday night, is now over $600 million. In Kung Fu Panda 4, edging out Dune Part 2 by less than $1 million for the top spot in this weekend's box office, Kung Fu Panda 4 took in an estimated $30 million in its second week in theaters. Dune Part 2 brought home $29.1 million in its third week. The Mark Wahlberg film Arthur the King opened in third place with $7.5 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.